Okay, today is November 29th, 2021. It's the first day of Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication. Jesus celebrated. He went into the temple and started teaching. And it was also the rededicating of the altar, cleaning it up from the corruption and the Antichrist or, worshiping political systems under Antiochus Epiphanes and other Antichrist types. He was a type, okay? This is what the Antichrist will look like. He will come in and be seated in the temple and he will desecrate it. Well, today, the temple is the body of Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. We're the temple corporately, at large, and then we're the temple, each of us physically, okay? Spirit, soul, and body. Okay, so the outer course, the body, the soul is the holy place, and then the inner court, our heart, our spirit realm, that is the Holy of Holies. So you start by cleaning out the altar. Clean out your heart. What's in your heart? Okay, false teachings, pagan teachings, coming under political laws, whereas the highest laws, it says in Revelation 12, is the dragon makes war against the woman and her children who keep faith in Yeshua and the commandments of God. Now, I'm not talking all, 631 commandments, because only a third of those are operational, because we're not in Jerusalem, there's no temple, we're not under the, dietary laws, although they're good health laws. But the Ten Commandments, Jesus said to the man who came, oh, well, I've kept all the commandments, and Jesus loved that man. And he said, well, what's the summation of all the commandments? Love God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind. This is the first and greatest. And all the law and the prophets are tied up in this. The law of love your neighbor as yourself. So this is pretty simple. It's all about keeping the law of love. And what does that look like? Well, the law of love is always interested, and it hurts to love. Love is not cheap, okay? It's not a sentimental, like my kids used to tell me, Hallmark holiday. It's not a card. It's Valentine's. It's like Valentine's Day, okay? It's about a martyr named Valentinius who saw the Christians being led off to slaughter and their love for each other and for God, and he became a convert to Christianity. It's about you lay down your life and you are crucified for the sake of the body. That is the law of love. That is the law of a Christian marriage. Not 50%, it's 100%. And the Christian marriage, which we see very few examples, are the example of Christ and his church. It says so in Ephesians. So we need to do a heart check. We need to clean out our heart. We need to take out the garbage. There's garbage in our hearts. There's garbage. We walk through dirt. It says, Jesus said, you're going to wash each other's feet because basically you're clean, but the dirt gets on your feet. Your feet get dirty where you walk in. You walk in dirty places, you get dirty. Okay, so just wash your feet. Wash one another's feet. Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves and come before the Lord in repentance. My friend co-laborer in the Middle East says, every day. And he says, I humble myself and I repent. And you keep repent. I was starting to repent last week. They were just little things. And all of a sudden, one little thing led to another. I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, am I being hypercritical and judgmental of myself? Or is this really, in light of your holiness and your perfection, we still walk around, as it says in Corinthians, these bodies of corruption. And we have to do these heart checks. And every day, because you don't know if this day the Lord might call you before the judgment seat of Almighty God. First day of dedication, look at your heart, look at the altar, and then say, thank God for the Holy Spirit and the gift of repentance. And what is it? The gift of knowing what is right and what is wrong. That's a big issue. Most of the church doesn't even know right from wrong anymore. Their conscience has become seared. Yeah. So, and the coming judgment. These things, conviction of righteousness, sin and the coming judgment. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. May you be blessed with the Spirit of the Lord this day. Chag Sameach.